This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Life Hack Monday. This is our little piece of the programme where we get you to share with us your little tips to make life a little bit easier for the rest of us. Like, we've had some great suggestions over the last couple of weeks. For example, putting ice cubes into the fat that comes off the chicken, and the fat actually sticks to the ice cubes. So if you want to make gravy, but you don't want loads of fat in the gravy, it's actually a brilliant suggestion. The ice cubes make the fat stick to them. You take the ice cubes out, and then you've just the juices from the chicken without all the fat. Very clever idea. And here's another one that we got on the programme a couple of weeks ago. And I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. We want your little suggestions to make life a little bit easier for the rest of us. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Kind of old wives' tales, but maybe they're not old wives' tales if they actually work for you. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Here's one from the programme a couple of weeks back to give you an idea of exactly what we're looking for. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael?
How's it going?
Michael, you have another suggestion for getting up in the morning.
Right, basically what I do is I tie my phone cover to my blinds.
Right.
So when my alarm goes off in the morning, you know when you grab your phone and you just squint out your eyes to look at it to turn it off?
Yep.
When I pull my phone towards me, it opens the blinds.
Really?
So the entire room just becomes so bright, you just go, your eyes whip open and you're just like, oh God.
And you know
it's time to get up.
What a clever idea.
Tell you.
And it works, obviously.
Oh yeah, no, Adrian, imagine man would go by me and I wouldn't wake up, and this works perfectly for me.
That's a brilliant idea. I love it. Okay, and I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, and you can also send a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 98 98 98. These are your suggestions for things that will make life a little bit easier for the rest of us. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
So I put potatoes, cut up potatoes, and put them in my baby's, my 4-year-old socks at night. It helps bronchitis and stuff like that. And like if you have a cold or a cough. And then to bring down the temperature for a baby, I found soaking their socks in vinegar, white or brown, and rinsing it out then and putting it on them. And then the temperature comes down. I swear it does work. Swear.
Okay, brilliant. I'd love to know what your life hack is. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Your little tips to make life a little bit easier for the rest of us. Call us right now on 6797 981. Let me read out this message that's just come into us. And it says, I go shopping. This is actually a great idea, to be honest. I go shopping on a full stomach. So that I don't buy lots of crap and I save money, it works every time. So if you go out shopping, if you're hungry, then obviously you're going to nibble, you're going to go and buy burgers, your eyes are bigger than your belly. But if you go out full when you're shopping, then you're not going to get near all that stuff. It's a great idea. Keep your messages coming in to us right now to 0877 98 98 98. I'd love to hear from you with your life hacks, your little tips to make life a little bit easier for the rest of us. Let me go to line one, and on line one is Anthony. You're on 98FM. Anthony, how are you?
How are you, Adrian?
Anthony, what have you got for me?
Right, you're in a car that's not your own, hire car, friend's car, whatever.
Yeah.
And you want to know, you pull into the garage, you want to know where the fuel cap is. You look at the fuel gauge and there's an arrow pointing to where the fuel cap is.
Whether it's on the left-hand side or the right-hand
side. Exactly, there's an arrow pointing.
Now, believe it or not, it's something I only discovered a couple of years back. Okay, so you're looking at the petrol gauge and you can see that it's going down. You have to get fuel. You pull
and
into the petrol.
You're panicking to see, yeah, because it's not your own car.
Yeah.
Look at the fuel gauge and there's then a small little triangle pointing towards where the fuel cap is inside.
And it is actually the handiest thing ever, especially as you said, if you're in a car that you're not used to, that's not your own.
You look like a tick driving around the station. And also, another one for you, you tin foil in a box and you pull it out and it goes all over the place. There's two little tabs either end of the box in a tin foil box, and you can press them in and the roll doesn't come out when you pull the foil out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that one, though.
Yeah.
I never knew that one. Just talking about the petrol cap, I had an awful experience a couple of years ago. About this time last year, and I bought a new car, okay? And collected the car from the garage, delighted with myself, and went off to get petrol or diesel for it. Into the petrol station I went, and do you think I could open the fuel cap?
Was it a German car?
It was a German car, yeah.
Yeah, I did the same thing with a van and had to ring up. I said, how'd you open this? You go anti-clockwise.
Well,
and then you turn the cap clockwise. It's ridiculous.
I ended up going back to the garage because I literally couldn't open the fuel cap.
Yeah.
And what it was in my car, when you lock the car, it also locks the fuel cap, right? So I have this kind of habit that I get out of the car and I lock the car and then fill the... do you think I could work that out? No, I couldn't work it out. I felt like an awful gobshite.
I was the same with my car and my van, and then I pulled into the... And it was someone with a German car, a horror car, like a tourist. They couldn't open it. Hold on, I'll show you how to open it.
Yeah, it actually happened
to me. That's what you think, it comes off and...
Yeah, it actually happened to me on holidays as well with a hire car. I could not work out how to get fuel in.
Probably a German car again.
It probably was. All right, Anthony, thanks very much indeed. What are your little life hacks? Your little tips and suggestions to make life easier for the rest of us? Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
This is not necessarily a life hack, more so a leisure hack, if you can call it that. What me and the kids do now at Easter is we cut the tops off our Easter eggs. And we pour, say, Coke or lemonade or orange or whatever into it, and you put it in the freezer. And you leave it there overnight, and then the next day you'll have an ice pop inside your Easter egg. You know, so they enjoy that. You know, we enjoy it as well, to be honest.
Brilliant, I love it. Now, let me go to Ben. You're on 98FM. How are you, Ben?
How are you doing, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Ben. Now, what is your life hack?
Now, you know, especially kids' coats, the little zipper on, no little handle on the zipper. When that breaks off, going there to get it up and down, so a little paper clip, and you feed it through, and there's your little handle for your zipper.
What a clever idea!
You know what I mean?
And it's so simple.
So simple.
Right,
so I thought of that by myself.
Did you indeed? So you just get a paper clip. Now you want a reasonably strong paper clip, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, a little crap ones you can get, but yeah, kind of a heavy duty one, and feed it through.
And lo and behold, then you have a thing for your zip.
A thing for your zip, yeah.
Because I've a suitcase that does my head in because the bit that you pull is broken off.
Yeah. And yeah, actually, and if it's not strong enough, feed in two or three, maybe tape them together, and there's a little
handle for you.
Exactly.
How clever is that, Ben? You've just fixed my suitcase for me.
Good man.
I'll go and get some. I'll rob them here in the office. I'll rob some paper clips here in the office.
That's why you get them out of work.
Bring them home, and then I will fix the suitcase when I go home. Fair play to you, Ben. Come on, thank you. What is your little life hack? Text or WhatsApp me right now on 0877 98 98 98. That's a brilliant suggestion. Because we all have zips of some sort where the pulley bit is broken off and you just replace it with a paperclip. How clever. What is your little life hack? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. You can, better still, call us on 6797 981 with your little life hack, your little suggestion that can make life a little bit easier for the rest of us. Now, one that we got a couple of weeks ago, I ended up using. Okay, and let me explain how this little life hack works. So you arrive at your local supermarket and you want to get a shopping trolley, as we all do. And the shopping trolley needs a euro in order to release it from the rest of the shopping trolleys. But you don't have a euro, and you don't want to have to walk in and take 20 quid out of the ATM and then go and get change to get a euro coin so that you can go all the way back out to get the trolley. One of our listeners a couple of weeks ago had a brilliant suggestion, which is your average front door key. Okay? Now, this has been tried and tested. I tried and tested it the other day because that exact same thing happened to me. I arrived at the trolley bay. I'd no euro coins in my pocket. I did, however, have my front door key. And you just feed the round end of the front door key into the thing and bang, pops right open. It was the handiest thing ever. And then you bring back your... So it keeps the key inside it. And then you do your shopping and you go back. You pop the trolley back in and it releases your key again. And this has been tried and tested. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 98 98 98. We want to hear from you. What are your little life hacks, your suggestions to make life a little bit easier for the rest of us? Keep your messages coming in to 0877 98 98 98 with your suggestions of ways to make our lives a little bit easier. Now, sorry, lads, where is that message? Okay, it's on Patrick in Finglas says, I put my phone on the far side of the room, so I need to get out of bed to knock it off. Now, Patrick, this was suggested a couple of weeks ago as well, and it's something that I'm going to start doing because this morning, I'm normally up at 6 o'clock, and this morning my alarm did go off, and then it goes off again at 6:05, and at about 6:45, my missus said, are you not meant to be getting up? And I was like 45 minutes late. So straight up out of the bed. But had I left my phone on the other side of the room, I'd have had to get out of the bed in order to deal with the message. Now, I don't normally sleep it out, but I did this morning. I don't know why. Heliza, you're on 98FM. How are you, Heliza?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
What a lovely name.
Thank you.
Heliza, where's that name from?
Brazil.
Oh, from Brazil. Okay, no, yeah. I never heard the name. It's a lovely name. Anyway, Heliza, what is your little life hack for us?
Basically, my son, he has terrible asthma. And then I decided to... And I went to a holidays and a beach and decided, and then he didn't need any puff. So I was thinking, what happened that his asthma gone when I'm around the beach, right? So I started to research. And then I put sea salt in aroma diffuser with water and let it sleep in overnight. And then he didn't need any puff and didn't wake up at night at all.
Really?
So it's basically you simulate the
sea air.
Yeah, exactly, inside your room.
How clever is that? So you basically put sea salt in a dehumidifier, is it? Or no?
Yeah, in the aroma diffuser with water. Instead
Yes.
And you can put the jojoba oil as well together, but at least it's not such an artificial solution, you know, and too much medicine.
Okay, so basically what you're doing is simulating sea air.
Yes.
Which is very good for you. And what a clever suggestion. And it actually works.
Yeah, especially for kids because they are very sensitive, yeah.
That's a really good suggestion.
Thank you.
Well done. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
And you found out that all by yourself.
Yeah, I was trying to check online and then I saw the salt therapy and then I decided to try it on the diffuser.
And it worked a treat.
Yeah, perfect.
Very clever. Thanks very much indeed, Heliza.
Thank you. I'd love
to hear from you on 6797981. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. What is your life hack? Any suggestions will be gratefully appreciated because these are all things that make life that little bit easier for the rest of us. Cindy, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Cindy.
Hiya, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Cindy. Now, what is your life hack?
Well, my mother told me this, so she gets the credit. But it's how everyone's using their NutriBullets to make smoothies nowadays. So they're so difficult to wash out. Afterwards, you get bits under the blades that are still there. You get some, you know, under the rubber bits. So you could be ages cleaning out. So man said, just put wash up liquid in, hot water, and put it back on the NutriBullet and whiz it. And it comes out brilliant.
Right, so it actually cleans itself then?
Yeah, NutriBullet, the washing of liquid.
and it cleans it perfectly?
Cleans it perfectly, gets all the little nooks and crannies.
That is a very clever suggestion,
yeah.
I have to say.
And then just rinse it under clean water and then it's on your drain and that's that.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks very much indeed. We just got a message in. I am loving that sea salt idea. I will be trying this on my son soon. Best life hack ever. It's coming into summer. Get rid of the girlfriend, says Glenn in Ballyferma. It's an interesting suggestion. Spread butter on bread with the back of a spoon. How does that work? I'm trying to work that one out for myself. I mean, they actually do that in some delis, don't they? But why? I don't understand why you would need to do that. Because it spreads more smoothly or something? Yeah, okay. And one last one. I use a 2p coin, a sterling 2p coin for the shopping trolley. It works absolutely perfectly, says that message. And one more WhatsApp message. I chop up my fresh herbs and put them in an ice tray with a drop of water and freeze them for when I need them, just drop them into my soup or stews. How clever is that? So you're freezing them, but you're freezing them in water so they keep the moisture. And then when you, you just, that's a very, very clever idea. And is this one? Oh, yeah. No, sorry, that's not one. All right, thank you very much indeed for all of your life hacks. We do Life Hack Monday every Monday, obviously, on 98FM's Dublin Talks. This is Adrian Kennedy with you until midday today.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.